It's week 10 of the 2025 college football season. It is late on a Tuesday night, but I still got 18 games to make a pick on.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So let's get to it. Welcome in. Winning Cures Everything. It's a college football podcast. I'm your host, Gary Seegers, at GaryWCE on all the different socials. Hopefully, you are having a wonderful week wherever you might be. I am at GaryWCE on X. You can reach out to me there if you would like to. You can also reach out to me, Gary at winningcureseverything.com, if you'd like to do that. Or, and I always make sure that this is a big thing, everybody that's a member at Buy Me a Coffee, they get first dibs on me. I respond to them first. So, buymeacoffee.com/winningcures, or you can go check it out, bettingcfb.com. All of these different stat sheets that we'll be going over this evening, you can get them all over there for every game that I discuss, every game that I don't discuss, every FBS versus FBS game. I do a stat sheet for it. You can get those. Just go and check out the subscription site. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year, and it supports me trying to do this little thing. Put a lot of effort into this. All right, we've spent too long on this already. Let's go on and get to the games. All right, as I mentioned, it is rapid fire this evening because it's already late. I mean, Kennesaw State has already beaten UTEP. James Madison has already handled Texas State. It's time to get to it, right? So we're going to go faster than usual on these games. Game number one, 6 p.m. Central Time, God's time zone, on FS1. Arizona is headed to Boulder. They're going to take on the Colorado Buffalo, who just got annihilated at Utah last week. And I'm talking a backup quarterback, all that. It didn't even matter. Just demolished. Arizona right now sitting at 4-3 straight up, 4-3 against the spread. And Colorado 3-5 straight up, 3-5 against the spread. Arizona is a 4.5 to 5 point favorite depending on the book. Total is 52.5 to 53.5 depending on the book. I have seen more splits this week as far as books having different prices on games. Don't know exactly what that means. I'm certain we're going to find out. But either way, my stats projections got Arizona by 4.62. My power rating has Arizona by 3.5. My last 4 weeks has Arizona by 10.88. And I look at this, yeah, 5.5 might be a little bit crazy, but we can still get a 4.5 out there. There's a 5. It's 4.5 to 5. So there's been a little bit of Colorado love in the market. I think Colorado might just be done. Offensive success rate's number 120. Arizona's defensive success rate is number 23. Colorado wants to throw the football. I say they want to. They're number 61 in pass rate. But that's what they're best at. Arizona is fantastic at defending the pass. So that's a bit of an issue. Arizona's offense isn't great as far as, you know, success rate and whatnot. But overall, number 51 in yards per passing attempt. They are number 77 in yards per rush. Colorado's defense, number 131. I think Arizona's going to have plenty of success here. Arizona, number 36 in five factors ranked. Colorado, number 89. This will be easy for me. Give me Arizona -4.5 on the road. I think the Wildcats have something brewing here. So, and Colorado just looks a little bit like a corpse. So, give me the Wildcats -4.5. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on ESPN. Notre Dame heads to Boston College. Boston College only one win on the year. They have not looked good. Notre Dame, the defense is starting to come around a little bit. They are 28.5 to 29-point favorites, depending on the book. Total of 56.5 on this one. My stats projected spread has Notre Dame by 25.69. My power rating has Notre Dame by 24.7. My last 4 weeks number has Notre Dame by 37.86. How much is Notre Dame going to want to run this up? The offense for Boston College can put points on the board, potentially. They hadn't been great at it as of late, but I think they can throw the football a little bit on Notre Dame's defense. Notre Dame on offense should be able to do basically whatever they want to. I mean, the rushing defense for Boston College is a little bit better than the passing defense. Well, then Notre Dame will just pass the football. But even still, Boston College, number 93 in strength of schedule, Notre Dame number 11. I mean, it is a wide, wide difference. Five factors rank, just raw five factors. Notre Dame is number 6, Boston College number 113. Notre Dame knows that they have to keep blowing teams out in order to make the playoff. And they still might get boxed out, but I'm one of those that believes if Notre Dame goes 10-2, they are not keeping them out of the playoff. So I think they're probably going to run this thing up. And so lowest number we can get right now is 28.5. It's over 4 touchdowns. It's on the road. I understand. But this is a hungry Notre Dame team. I will take them to cover that outrageous number because I could certainly see something like a 56-14 kind of game here because I think Notre Dame's going to keep putting points up. So Notre Dame minus 28.5. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on FS1. Boise is hosting Fresno State. Boise State right now a 17.5 point favorite, total of 51 in some books. But yes, it's come down. It was 51.5. That 17.5 is still sitting there. Projected stat spread has Boise by 15.59. Power rating has Boise by 14.6. My last 4 weeks has Boise by 18.36. So Boise has certainly looked better as of late. They've got a stronger strength of schedule, number 39, compared to number 114 for Fresno. And Fresno just got dog-walked last week by San Diego State. Now, and that was at home. It was a whole thing. But I get the feeling that Fresno might be able to hang around in this thing. You look at some of these stats, and it just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. But Boise, as far as success rate, number 81 in the country. Fresno's defense, number 75. Fresno's offense, number 39 in offensive success rate. Boise's defense, number 15. But when it comes to predicted points added for Fresno, number 93 on offense, number 95 on defense, as far as per drive is concerned, Boise 39th and 40th. And the issue for that is turnovers. Boise is number 126 in giveaways per game, but Boise is not great. They're number 87 in giveaways per game. They're just significantly better as far as generating turnovers, number 11 in takeaways per game. Fresno was number 31 in takeaways per game. Their problem is that they give it away so much. I think Fresno can hang around here. Like, at five factors rank, Boise number 30, Fresno number 84. I get the feeling that Fresno's going to, this will be like their last-ditch effort. You know, last week could have been a bit of a look-ahead spot because, I mean, does anybody even realize that San Diego State's only got one loss? Boise is the name team. I'll take Fresno. Fresno plus 17.5 at Boise. I think they can hang around in this one. 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the ACC Network. Florida State needs a win in the worst possible way, and they are hosting Wake Forest, who's coming off of a monster win over SMU at home last week. Fantastic field goal at the end of the game, but that was a turnover fest, right? Just bananas. Florida State, 9.5 point favorites, total of 49.5 to 50.5, depending on the book, and that is down from where it was before, 52.5. Florida State has already taken some money at 8.5. My projected stat spread has Florida State by 9.5. My power rating has Florida State by only 7. And my last 4 weeks has Wake Forest by 8.45. Wake Forest has certainly looked better over the past little bit as opposed to Florida State. And the name of the game for Wake Forest is defense. So you've got strength on strength here. And the Florida State defense is okay. That Wake Forest offense is just atrocious. I mean, as far as their advanced analytics, they are bad. Number 127 in rushing success rate. They are number 55 in yards per rush. They are number 9 in rushing explosiveness. But number 114 in offensive line yards, number 123 in stuff rate. Florida State should be able to stop the running game. As far as the passing game is concerned, number 134 in passing success rate. But they are number 56 in yards per pass attempt, number 95 in QBR. And Florida State, number 82 in yards allowed per pass, number 76 in QBR allowed, number 77 in passing success rate. So Florida State is not great against the pass, certainly. But, you know, the name of the game is going to be Havoc Rate. And Florida State is 64th. And Wake Forest, number 71 in Havoc allowed. I don't expect a lot of points from Wake. I think there is a world where Florida State could put up some points. And if that is the case, and I know that this sounds bananas, but you're looking at number 20 in overall talent compared to number 70. These teams that Wake Forest is hanging around with, they are at least on equal footing as far as talent goes. Florida State has significantly more talent. And this is kind of a circle the wagons. I know that the players have been making fun of Norvell, et cetera, but it's also just embarrassing to continue losing the way that they have. I'm gonna be the nuts guy. I'm gonna be crazy. I'm gonna take Florida State. The money's already coming in that way. Things coming out of camp, out of practice this week certainly sound like they are circling this one. They want to make a statement. They want to get back on the winning side of things. I'll go Florida State. Like, they have not been an awful football team. They just don't know how to win anymore. But I think you can fix that against a severely less talented team like Wake Forest. So give me Florida State minus the 9.5.
Are you tired of sore knees or joints slowing you down? Ghost Sleeves uses built-in kinesiology tape technology to give you support, reduce pain, and help you recover faster. Use code WCE for 15% off over at ghostsleeves.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Make sure and subscribe to the channel. Like the video. Jump in the comments. I want to know what your picks are on these games. But we're rolling through them, so let's continue on. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on the ACC Network. Pitt is going to Stanford. And Pitt right now a 14.5-point road favorite, total of 51.5. And Stanford was tied at the half, 7-7 with Miami. I mean, it was close. They beat Florida State just a couple weeks ago. Stanford has been putting up a fight. Number 31 in current strength of schedule. Pitt is number 94 in that. And this is the kind of spot where Narduzzi loses a game, right? This freshman quarterback that they've got has been awesome. They're better on special teams. Number 9 in special teams efficiency, Stanford number 108. They should be able to throw the ball all over Stanford here because Stanford's pass defense is awful. Number 106 in passing success allowed, number 117 in QBR allowed, number 109 in yards per pass attempt. Pitt likes to throw the football. They're number 24 in pass rate. Almost 55% of their offensive snaps have been passes. But they have been awful at running the ball. So they don't do it a whole lot. But, you know, Stanford's not bad against the run. So it is what it is. Pitt's defense, pretty good. Stanford's offense is bad, at least as far as their full year numbers. But I do kind of feel like they caught some, you know, Ben Gulbranson is supposed to be back this week. We'll see. I don't know. I kind of like the other guy. But we'll see exactly what that means. You want to talk about the look-ahead spot of all look-ahead spots. Pitt has got some monster games coming up. Notre Dame, Miami, Georgia Tech. They still got to get through this one, though. Stanford has kind of been through it. Florida State and Miami back-to-back. They look like they kind of gave out last week. They're going to be back home for this one. It's a look-ahead spot. Stanford has already shown, like, they kind of killed Boston College's season. I don't know that they killed Pitt's season. I don't know that they beat Pitt. But I think they could hang. Stats projected spreads got Pitt by 14.6. Power rating has Pitt by 11.3. And my last 4 weeks has Pitt by 12.87. I'll take Stanford. Stanford plus the 14.5 in a look-ahead spot. I think they're going to hang around. This one could get interesting. 2:30 p.m. Central Time on CBS. And the Hoosiers, Indiana, travel over to Maryland, who has really hung in some games. I mean, they have really... we all know about September Maryland, and then when they get in against tougher competition, they're not able to win games. Probably should have won the Washington game. They were right there with UCLA. Probably should have won that one. They were right there with Nebraska. Maybe should have won that one. And yet, here we are sitting at 4-3, and they are 5-2 against the spread. Indiana 5-3 against the spread, but they are 8-0, and they are just walloping teams. They destroyed UCLA last week. And yes, Indiana does have to go on the road here. But I will tell you, I don't think it matters. Indiana is in murder ball mode. I think that's what they used to call it at Alabama. Projected stat spread has Indiana by 18.85. Power rating has Indiana by 16. Last 4 weeks has Indiana by 10. And yet they're favored by 21.5 with a total of 50.5. This Maryland defense has been really good. But you look at strength of schedule, Maryland number 102, Indiana number 17. I don't think that Maryland has had to play anybody even remotely close to this. Like, this is five factors rank. Indiana's number one, Maryland number 63. There's a huge difference here. In the first half, might look a certain way, but Maryland in the second half is number 74 in second half point margin. Indiana's number one. So the first half, filling each other out, Indiana probably goes in with a lead into the locker room, but nothing crazy. Second half is where it happens. I know it's a lot of points. I don't care. I'm not betting against Indiana again, at least not probably until the Big 12 title game, unless the numbers just get outrageous, and 21.5 to me is not outrageous for this team. So I will take Indiana minus 21.5. 6 p.m. Central on ESPN, South Carolina goes to Ole Miss. Ole Miss, everybody says that they punched their ticket last week to the playoff. We'll see about that. South Carolina currently a 12.5 point road dog, total of 54.5 on this. So there is money that has come in on South Carolina. Ole Miss just went through road games at Georgia, at Oklahoma. One of them against Georgia, they were really close, ended up losing in the fourth quarter. Against Oklahoma, they just looked like the overall better team. Probably should have won by more, to be completely honest. South Carolina looked like a corpse against Oklahoma. And then against Alabama, really put some fight into it. Lost the game on a late fumble, etc. Right? This South Carolina defense is pretty good. The offense is just so bad. Now, they were able to do some things against Alabama last week. That was a very tired Alabama team. Ole Miss at home, it feels like they're always good for one of these where they're not going to be as good. South Carolina actually has more overall talent than Ole Miss. They're number 18 in on three overall talent rank. There's a part of me that wonders if last week was the last gasp effort, right? They're at home. They're really putting everything into that Alabama game. and it didn't go their way. I wonder if the team is out. Ole Miss, I think, will be glad to be back home. Projected stat spread has Ole Miss by 13.44. Power rating has Ole Miss by 10.3. Last 4 weeks has Ole Miss by 5.33. Ole Miss, a significantly better first half team. And honestly, they're a better second half team as well. I think South Carolina might be done. And I know Ole Miss is probably tired after playing these two games. South Carolina's going to be just as tired now they're going on the road. Give me Ole Miss. Give me the fighting lanes. Ole Miss minus 12.5 is what we'll go with. 6:30 p.m. Central on ESPN2. We've got NC State hosting Georgia Tech. Interesting spot here. Georgia Tech favored by 5.5, total of 57.5. Georgia Tech's current strength of schedule is number 97. NC State's is number 28. Georgia Tech has not had to play really good teams. And if you look at that Duke box score, you start really paying attention to the numbers. Kind of questionable. Now, here's my problem. NC State number 120 in special teams. Georgia Tech number 22. Turnover margin, number 106 for NC State. Number 88 for Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech does not force a ton of turnovers. They are number 116 in generating takeaways. But they're number 32 in giveaways. So they don't turn the ball over much. NC State, on the other hand, number 87 in giveaways per game, number 106 in takeaways. They don't generate turnovers, and they give the ball away a lot. It's kind of a problem. Looking at PPA per play, PPA per drive, this NC State defense is questionable at best. The offense is at least okay, throwing the football, certainly. Georgia Tech, I think, is good enough to hang around here. NC State number 47 in passing success rate, Georgia Tech number 92. It's the intangible stuff that gets me, right? Georgia Tech is only number 42 in five factors rank, NC State number 59. You look at a game like this, and Dave Doran finds ways to win games like this. My stats projected spread has Georgia Tech by 5. Power rating has Georgia Tech by 3.6. My last 4 weeks has NC State by 0.17. But NC State is 4-4, 3-5 against the spread. They always play less than the expected outcome. Georgia Tech is 6-2 against the spread, 8-0 straight up. There's something about this team that just has a clutch gene. A lot of people are going to be on NC State. I'm going to go the opposite route. I've gone with some favorites here. I think some favorites get it done. Give me Georgia Tech minus 5.5 in Raleigh. Over to the Big 12 at 2:30 p.m. Central Time on Fox. Texas Tech goes to Kansas State. Will Hammond, the backup quarterback, out for the year with his ACL injury. Looks like Baron Morton's going to be back this week. We'll see, but if so, quarterback does not appear to be as big of an issue as maybe we thought. Kind of curious about this one. Texas Tech currently favored by 7 to 7.5 points, total of 52.5 on this. My stats projected spread has Texas Tech by 14. Power rating has Tech by 7.5. Last 4 weeks has Tech by 24.13. Tech has been blowing some teams out. If you're curious about me scratching my nose, I'm itching to death. I mean, it's just bananas. Allergies are killing me. Killing me. Weather change, my friends. Weather change. All right. There's not anything that I can point to that really gives Kansas State a whole lot of a shot here other than no, not even the line of scrimmage. Kansas State's linebackers are really good. Maybe you can do something there. Kansas State, number 8 in turnover margin. Texas Tech's number 72 in giveaways per game. Texas Tech's number 106 in penalties per game, Kansas State number 3. So some of the intangible stuff, certainly. You look at five factors, though, Kansas State number 54, Texas Tech number 14. That's a bit of an issue for me. This Kansas State offense looks like world beaters against teams that don't have much on the line of scrimmage and don't have much of a defense. Tech's defense is number 3 in the country in defensive PPA allowed per drive. That's predicted points added. They are number 6 in points allowed per scoring opportunity. And on offense, they're number 49, but they also are, fairly explosive. Number 46 in offensive explosiveness. Kansas State number 102 in defensive explosiveness allowed. This feels like one of those games where everybody thinks Kansas State's back because they looked really good against Kansas. Kansas and Texas Tech could not be further apart as far as talent, as far as oomph, as far as line of scrimmage play, everything else. Tech is so much better than they are. I think Tech is kind of back. I'm going to go against the grain here because the public is pretty heavily on Kansas State. I believe in this Texas Tech team. I know they got some big games coming up, but this is one that had been circled on the calendar. I think they're focused. Give me Texas Tech. Best number I can get right now is 7. I'll take the Red Raiders.
Are you looking to catch your favorite team or concert live? Ticket Smarter makes buying tickets safe and simple. And with our promo code, you save big. Use WCE10 for $10 off an order of $100 or more, or WCE20 for $20 off $300 or more. Grab your tickets now at Ticket Smarter.
Once again, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel, like the video, jump in the comments, and check out buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. You can get these fancy sheets, all that kind of stuff, along with the matchup comparison tool, so you can set up your hypothetical matchups, what the spread might be, etc. It's a lot of fun. Join the community over there and support what I do. I would certainly appreciate it. buymeacoffee.com/winningcures. On to game number 10. You're going to need your streamer for this one. 1 p.m. Central Time, God's Time Zone, ESPN+. East Carolina goes to Temple. In East Carolina right now, a 4.5-point favorite, total of 58 to 58.5. Temple didn't look all that great in an overtime win over Tulsa last week. East Carolina right now, 4-3 straight up, 4-3 against the spread. Temple's 5-3 straight up and 6-2 against the spread. Temple has some linebackers. Temple's pretty good stopping the pass. They're not great against the run by any stretch, but they are okay against the pass. And East Carolina, that's the thing that they're the best at. Why they run the ball more than they pass it, I don't know exactly, but they're not great at running. And Temple is kind of really not good at running the football or stopping the run, excuse me. So Temple good against the pass. Temple is okay throwing the football. They're not great. They're not explosive. They're not anything, but they are number 23 in PPA per pass. They are number 56 in yards per pass attempt. And as far as running the football, number 103 in rushing success rate, number 121 in PPA per rush, but they are number 47 in yards per rush. And this feels like they are number 52 in rushing explosiveness. Temple is bad at offensive line yards and stuff rate allowed. I still look at this, Temple better on special teams efficiency, number 52 to number 109. Turnover margin, Temple does not turn the football over, but neither does East Carolina. Temple number 24 in penalties per game, East Carolina number 109. In five factors rank, East Carolina number 37, Temple is number 62. So I look at this, East Carolina is not good at finishing drives. Well, Temple is not good at stopping teams from finishing drives. But Temple is pretty good at points per scoring opportunity. So when they get a first down inside the 40, they're going to put points up. Number 16 there. East Carolina's defense, number 24. 4.5 sounds crazy. My last 4 weeks would have East Carolina by 11. Power rating only has East Carolina by 1.7. Stat spread has East Carolina by 2.29. I think Temple might have been looking ahead last week. I think this is a big spot for them. 4.5 feels like a ton of points for a team that is 5-3 and looking to get bowl eligible. At home, big time spot here. KC Keeler as a dog, count me in. I will take Temple plus 4.5. Over to the SEC, 6:30 p.m. Central Time on the SEC Network. Kentucky heads to Auburn. Auburn right now a 10.5 point favorite, total of 44.5, up to 45.5. That is down, though, from the total of 46.5 that we had initially. Let's talk about this. Auburn is really good running the football. Kentucky is pretty good at defending that. Kentucky is not good at anything on offense, and Auburn is better against the run than they are the pass. Kentucky wants to throw the ball, and they want to throw it deep. But they don't complete a lot. They're not very good at it. And they're going to want to run the football more. Kentucky runs the ball almost 54% of the time. But they are number 55 in rushing success rate, number 86 in yards per rush. Auburn is number 3 in the country in yards allowed per rush. Auburn's defense is good. Last week, they got absolutely gifted the game by Arkansas. So you would think, well, maybe you come back this week against the grain, right? It opened Auburn 9.5. It's out to 10.5 now. Stats projection has Auburn by 13.46. Power rating has Auburn by 11. Last 4 weeks has Auburn by 13. Both of these teams have played top 6 strength of schedules in the country. Auburn needed that win last week. They're 4-4 right now. Kentucky is 2-5. This is the battle of coaches that could potentially be fired at the end of the season. Auburn's just a better overall team. Number 11 in On3 overall talent rank. Kentucky is number 25. And while Auburn doesn't exactly have a lot at quarterback, I think they're going with Ashton Daniels this week, and I think he's a steadier hand. So I don't think Auburn makes as many mistakes. I think Kentucky continues to make mistakes. And Jordan Hare at night is pretty wild. So I don't think Kentucky's going to have the dogs to be able to hang in this one. I mean, they got just destroyed by Tennessee last week. You're not going to face that kind of a dynamic offense this week. But I also don't know how Kentucky scores. You know, we can talk about special teams. You know, Kentucky sometimes finds a way to get points there. But number 79 in special teams efficiency. Auburn is worse at number 102, but somehow their kicker made 6 field goals out of 6 last week, and I wouldn't expect him to do it again, but maybe he figured something. I don't know. I'll take Auburn. I don't trust Kentucky at all. This team is just, there's no identity at all. So give me Auburn. Auburn minus 10.5. To the ACC, 11 a.m. Central Time. This one on ESPN. And, excuse me, it's the ACC Network. Never would have imagined that. Clemson, a 3.5 point favorite right now at home, total of 55.5. We still don't know if Cade Klubnik is going to play in this one. They got destroyed at home by SMU the week before, or sorry, 2 weeks ago, but they've had a bye week. They're resting. It is what it is. This defense, I'm curious for Clemson what they're going to look like against this Duke team that is number 20 in PPA per drive, number 20 in offensive success rate, and they are number 72 in points per scoring opportunity. They cannot seem to score, and part of that reason is because they are number 64 in giveaways per game. But they're also number 27 in takeaways per game, so they're number 35 in turnover margin. Clemson number 111. They're number 113 in giveaways per game. That's not good. My stats projected spread has Clemson by 2.16. Power rating has Clemson by 2.3. My last 4 weeks have Clemson by 12.26. Now, a lot of that has to do with Duke turnovers and all that kind of stuff. I think Clemson is in trouble. They are 3-4 on the season, 2-5 against the spread. Duke 4-3 straight up, and 3-4 against the spread. You're looking at teams number 48, number 51 in five factors ranked. Clemson is the lower ranked team as far as that is concerned. 3.5 points. And I don't know that they're the better team, even at home. And we saw what Syracuse could do throwing the football on them. That's the crazy thing, is Clemson number 38 in QBR allowed, number 30 in yards allowed per pass attempt, number 48 in PPA per pass, number 53 in passing success rate allowed. Duke is in the top 20 in basically all of that. So long as Duke doesn't turn the football over, which is, I know, a hard ask. They are number 129 in fumbles lost per rush this year, but Clemson's only number 72 in fumbles gained per rush allowed. I think Duke is the better football team. I'm going to take them on the road. Duke plus 3.5 at Clemson this weekend. Back to the SEC we go. Mississippi State traveling up to Fayetteville this weekend to take on the Arkansas Razorbacks. Bobby Petrino still looking for his first win as interim head coach. Mississippi State looking for their first SEC win in God knows how long, and they have been so close on so many of these. Arkansas, multiple heartbreaking losses in a row. Mississippi State, multiple heartbreaking losses at home. They have not been very good on the road. Arkansas favored by 4.5 right now, total of 67.5. These are two offenses that can get after it. Now, Arkansas, number 3 in current strength of schedule. State is number 40. But State has played some pretty rough defenses. Texas, Texas Tech, Tennessee, etc. But Arkansas, same volition. Tennessee, Auburn, Notre Dame, you name it. And they've hung in with basically the majority of them. Arkansas's problem is they are number 124 in giveaways per game. They're number 106 in takeaways per game. I don't know if you can coach that out of teams. Mississippi State's number 19 in takeaways per game, and only number 54 in giveaways. So they do give the ball away some, but not much. State number 131 in penalties per game. Arkansas number 36. This is kind of a nuts spot. Arkansas favored by that many points. Arkansas is number 34 in five factors rank. Mississippi State is number 24. So you're looking at top 10 teams. Arkansas number 29 in overall talent rank at on three. Mississippi State number 24. Arkansas has had to put so much into these games against A&M and Auburn the last couple of weeks. State put a lot into that Texas game last week. Should have had it. Up by 17 in the fourth quarter. What are we doing? Special teams efficiency. Arkansas is better, number 20. State, number 54. I think State can hang around here. And I think that Blake Shapen is going to have some success against this Arkansas defense. Even Auburn had success against the Arkansas defense. So, I think we're going to see a lot of points. My last 4 weeks has State favored by 12.87. Power rating, Arkansas by 2.6. Stat spread, Arkansas by 1.85. I'll go with the road dog. Give me the Bulldogs. Give me Mississippi State plus 4.5. I think this goes down to the wire. I think it could end with a field goal, even if it's a 41-37 kind of game. That's still within 4 points. Give me Mississippi State. 2 p.m. Central on the CW. Louisville travels to Blacksburg. They're going to take on Virginia Tech and interim coach Philip Montgomery. Good gracious. Virginia Tech number 41 in current strength of schedule. Louisville number 95. And what we've got here is a team in Virginia Tech that is 3-5 straight up, 2-6 against the spread. Louisville is 6-1 straight up and 2-5 against the spread. So, not great, obviously. This Louisville offense leaves a lot to be desired. Number 115 in offensive line yards. Number 131 in stuff rate. They're number 68 in PPA per rush. They are number 105 in PPA per pass. Number 96 in havoc allowed. And yet, all of that is still better, really, than what Virginia Tech is doing on defense. Louisville is favored by 10.5. Out to 11.5 in some spots. Total of 53.5 on this one. The Louisville defense is not going to let anything happen here. They're number 14 in PPA per drive. They got 4 turnovers from Carson Beck. Louisville is number 113 in giveaways per game. They're number 3 in takeaways per game. Virginia Tech on the other side, number 54 in giveaways per game, but number 125 in takeaways. So they're not good at generating turnovers. We're going to see if Louisville changes that for them. Louisville has some big games left. How much do they really care about this game? Last 4 weeks, I've actually got Virginia Tech favored by 0.5. Power rating only has Louisville by 8. Stats projected spread has it close to 10.5, which is about where the spread is. I think Louisville may not be as focused on this one, and we haven't seen that crazy loss yet that Jeff Brohm teams typically have. Like, they went to Stanford last year and just lost a game out of the blue. Louisville is still in the ACC title hunt. I don't think this team is talented enough to necessarily be there. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm not. I think Virginia Tech maybe finds something here, finds a way to hang around in this one. It wouldn't shock me if they win the game outright. Like, what they did with Cal on Friday night last week was pretty interesting. So, I think Tech has some good things going. I'll trust them a little bit here. Virginia Tech, best number I can get is 11.5, but I like the Hokies to cover.
Why struggle doing everything yourself? On Fiverr, you can hire professionals for just about anything. Marketing, editing, design, and more. Save time, get it done right. Click the link in the description to get started. Stop guessing and start winning. Stochastic provides advanced data and strategies for DFS players and bettors, built by pros who know how to find edges. Click the link in the description and sign up today.
One more time, like the video, subscribe to the channel, give me your picks, all the good stuff. Jump in the comments. I love talking to you guys. You should know by now, I love this sport. My picks have not been the best this season. But after tonight's games, James Madison and Kennesaw State, I'm now 141, 141, and 2 on the year overall. So, okay, I'll take that. If you're picking that many games against the spread, yeah, I'll go with 50%. Why not? Why not? All right. 6 p.m. Central, Big Ten Network. Purdue goes to Michigan. They are going to the Big House. And Michigan, a 20.5 to 21-point favorite, total of 49.5 to 50.5. Michigan got the big win last week. This opened at 21.5. It has since come down. Total of 50.5. It's gotten down at some markets. The Michigan defense, not the same caliber that it always has been. But you're looking at a massive talent discrepancy between these two. Number 17 in overall talent for Michigan, number 67 for Purdue. Looking at five factors rank, Michigan is still a top 10 team as far as doing the things that win football games. Purdue is number 50, which is certainly an improvement over what they were last year, but still not very good. Michigan number 8 in turnover margin. Purdue is number 133. They're number 126 in giveaways, number 125 in takeaways. Michigan is top 15 in both of those. So I think Michigan's going to get more bites at the apple, I would say. Michigan running the football, they're not great at passing it. that's okay because Purdue is terrible at stopping the pass. Michigan is pretty good running the football. Number 25 in PPA per rush, number 10 in yards per rush, number 30 in rushing success rate. Purdue's defense, 61, 61, 69. Michigan, number 19 in offensive line yards. Purdue's defense, number 102. Michigan, number 5 in stuff rate allowed. Purdue, number 36. I think Michigan's going to be able to stay ahead of the chains. They're not great at finishing drives by any stretch of the imagination, but neither is this Purdue offense. And I don't expect Purdue to be able to do that on Michigan. Now, we are talking about a spread of 20.5 to 21. And I don't know that Michigan cares so much about this game. Michigan power rated, I've got them by 17.6. Projected stat spread, I've got them by 20.38. Michigan by 16.78 over the last 4 weeks. I think Purdue hangs around here. They are 2-5 against the spread. People are betting on them pretty much every week. But Michigan is also 3-5 against the spread. I don't think they're necessarily very good either, at least at covering expectations. So, yeah, Purdue is not covered in a minute. No, they didn't cover last week. Going to the Big House, it's a 6 p.m. game. Eh, I think Michigan will be fired up for this one. Let's go opposite. Let's go opposite of what everybody's thinking as far as Michigan doesn't care and whatever else. They don't have to care. They are so much more physically overwhelming than Purdue. I don't think Purdue is going to have it at 6 o'clock at night inside the Big House. Just not seeing it. I'll take the opposite side of the way the money is going. I'll take Michigan minus 20.5. To the ACC, 2:45 p.m. Central Time on ESPN2. Virginia travels all the way out to Cal. Interesting spot. Virginia favored by 3.5 to 4.5, depending on the book. Total is 52.5 to 53.5, depending on the book. I've got Virginia Tech power rated by 6.5. I've got them stats projected. Spread is 7.5. Last 4 weeks, Virginia by 5. And yet, last two games, Virginia won one with a safety at the end of the game against Washington State, and the other one against North Carolina in Chapel Hill. North Carolina went for two at the end of the ball game, didn't get it. Virginia escapes with a one-point win. Virginia only put up 17 points on North Carolina, and they only put up 22 points on Washington State. Now you get Cal at home, who is itching for that sixth win. Feels like a lot of points to be given up. Yeah, Virginia's pretty good on offense and defense. Chandler Morris, good addition through the portal. This has felt like a blessed team. Even if you are blessed, even if you are the luckiest team in the country, you still have to travel to the West Coast. You still have to play against a Justin Wilcox defense. That's going to be a problem. Virginia pretty good at not turning the ball over. Cal is number 45 in takeaways per game. I do think that, you know, Virginia, they're pretty good at running the ball. Cal is not very good at defending that. But I still think Cal finds some way here to keep up with this. I mean, the Cal game against Virginia Tech was interesting, to say the least. Very, very interesting. I am a believer in what they're doing here. The numbers don't exactly show it. They're not good at running the football. Cal is okay as far as the pass is concerned. And I don't trust this Virginia team as far as I can throw them. So, if you're giving me 4.5 with Cal at home, I'm going to go against the numbers. Give me Cal plus 4.5. I like the Golden Bears, and I think they win the game outright. Big-time CBS prime time. We get the Pac-12 game of the year. Oregon State hosting Washington State. That's right. The Cougars got to leave the Palouse, and they are going all the way over to Reser Stadium. Interesting spot. Washington State is favored by 3.5. Total is 47.5, 48.5. That has come down from the opening total of 49.5. It opened Washington State minus 4.5. As bad as Oregon State has been, 1-7, they finally got a win over Lafayette. They're 2-5 against the spread. Washington State, 4-4 straight up, 5-3 against the spread. And Jimmy Rogers has got some things going. Oregon State fired Trent Bray. It's a weird team. They're in limbo a little bit. I think they're going to have some good options. I mean, could you imagine maybe Pat Fitzgerald? Maybe Jonathan Smith comes home? I mean, all kinds of different things could go on here. But Oregon State, I'm curious. Did they get enough confidence back against Lafayette? There ain't really a number on here that I can point to that says that they should win this ball game. Defense is good against the run. Washington State throws it more than they run it. Passing success rate, Oregon State's defense number 33, but they're number 129 in PPA allowed per pass. So what exactly does the passing success rate mean? I mean, the whole thing is tough to read. These are two not very good football teams. Both of them inside the top 51 as far as penalties per game. Both of them outside the top 125 in turnover margin. Special teams efficiency, Washington State significantly better, number 69. Oregon State number 128 as far as that is concerned. This is a tough one to pick. Because Oregon State's been bad all year, but every one of my numbers has them favored by a little bit here. I'll go with the dog. This is the Pac-12 dog of the year. Nobody will see it coming. Oregon State wins the game outright, but for show purposes, Oregon State plus 3.5. And for the last game, we go to the Mountain West, where Hawaii travels over to San Jose State. This one, a 9:30 p.m. Central Time kick on CBS Sports Network. San Jose State, currently a 2.5-point favorite. Total is 57.5, 258.5, depending on the book. And that is up from the 55.5 that it opened. The 2.5 number still sitting there. We got some back and forth going on here. Back and forth. Hawaii just got bowl eligible. All of my numbers have them favored here. Stats projected spread has them by 0.34 points. Power rating has Hawaii by 0.3. Last 4 weeks, I've got Hawaii by 6. You look at five factors rank, Hawaii number 88, San Jose State number 99. Hawaii a better first half team. Also a better second half team. Hawaii is 6-2 against the spread. They continue to overperform expectations. Even though they are number 119 in turnover margin. They're number 119 in giveaways per game. They are better on special teams, number 47 and number 112. And there's something about this offense. They're number one in the country in pass rate. Throw it almost 65% of their offensive snaps. They are 58th in passing success. San Jose State is number 94. San Jose State is pretty good at defending the run. But Hawaii is dead last in the country in running the football. Run it just over 35% of the time. So even though Hawaii is really bad at it, I don't know if it's going to be a big impact on this game. San Jose State likes to throw the football as well. They're number 3 in passing rate, so you're going to see a lot of passes. But Hawaii is pretty good at defending the pass. They're number 30 in passing success allowed, number 30 in passing explosiveness allowed, number 34 in havoc created. This is a good spot for Michael Alejado and company. Timmy Chang, I think, continues. He gets the ball rolling again. This Hawaii team, not very talented, but neither is San Jose State. And has San Jose State done anything to show you that they should really be favored in a game like this? Yeah, they're at home. It is what it is. But they're 2-5 straight up. Hawaii 6-2. Maybe we don't need to overthink this too much. I will take Hawaii plus 2.5, and I think they continue their winning ways. I think they win the game outright. Again, if you like these spreadsheets, you can get them for every single game, every single week. BuyMeACoffee.com/winningcures. This is week 10. I'm going to have them for the playoff games, too. I'm going to have them for the bowl games. I'm going to have them for the championship games, etc. We're not done with football season. Like, we're in October. But we are getting there, right? We're through 2 months of the season. It is what it is. Also ready for Halloween. Hadn't done a Halloween show. I don't know. We might come up with something on Friday. We'll see what's up. All right, recap this thing. Arizona minus 4.5. Notre Dame minus 28.5. Fresno plus 17.5. FSU minus 9.5. Stanford plus 14.5. Indiana minus 21.5. Ole Miss minus 12.5. Georgia Tech minus 5.5. Texas Tech minus 7. Temple plus 4.5. Auburn minus 10.5. Duke plus 3.5. Mississippi State plus 4.5. Virginia Tech plus 11.5. Michigan minus 20.5. Cal plus 4.5, Oregon State plus 3.5, and Hawaii plus 2.5. It's going to wrap things up. It's been a long week. It's late. It's after midnight on Wednesday or on Tuesday night. But we still got to get these videos out. We still got to do this thing. You know why? Because I love this sport, and I love talking to you guys. Hopefully you appreciate it as much as I do. Because I just enjoy the opportunity. You know, independent this year, doing my thing. Really enjoying it. Not just going to not put out videos. I mean, what am I doing? So, if you would, subscribe to the channel. Like the video for me. All that fun stuff. And jump in the comments. Let me know what your picks are. Am I crazy for the way that I'm viewing the card this week? We'll see. We will see. All right, that's going to wrap it up. You guys take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football. And hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Subscribe, leave a review or comment, follow at GaryWCE on X, and check out the web store.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.